Y96.3, new music first from Usher, Will I Am, OMGs. Woody hanging out with you. Saturday, and I think Friday, it just rained, didn't it? It just like rained non-stop. I donned some rubber boots. I went out there. I went to CUC. I went backstage and snuck in around the back. It was ridiculous. I got caught by some guy from EMI Music. I had a little one-to-one with him. He wasn't too happy. You may have heard it all. Anyway, got an interview with Nickelback. And here's one of the questions that I asked them, all right? We'll do this throughout tonight. We'll call it our little Nickelback night. Oh, how romantic. So I asked them about their previous night, Friday night. They were out and about. The whole band were in downtown Saskatoon. They were in Winston's. Here's what they had to say about that.
This sounds bad. This sounds like somebody did some... What? Chad was there? Probably Chad was there. Yeah, no, I wasn't there. Were you there?
No. Chad was there and about 30 of our crew members, and I heard it was kind of... Kind of crazy.
Good times, good times.
I wish I could tell you more. I can make up some story if you want.
Go for it, why not?
Oh, geez, Chad. Chad was busted again in the ladies' room. Again. Oh, my God.
All the George Michaels.
Wired. 96.3.
Tonight's number 9 on the chart, Drake Over. It ain't the only track from Drake on the chart. So stay tuned. He might be coming up, maybe, with some new music. Can't wait for him to be here. Who was here over the weekend? Nickelback. Guess who caught up with them? Yeah, that'll be me. Only just mine. It's ridiculous. Some of my questions playing out tonight on the show. Here's the second question I asked them. Now, basically, you and I, how do we go about filling up like a huge stadium like CUC? We can't just go along with a guitar and pluck a few strings. How the heck did Nickelback fill up stadiums time after time after time?
I don't know. I'd like to think it's just coming back and coming back and coming back. I mean, it wasn't like that from the beginning. We had to play here quite a few times to convince people, A, not to leave, and then B, to come back the next time. So, I don't know. We always make it a stop all the time when we do a tour. So we like to think that coming back just kind of like we just keep garnering more fans and you know, try to give as much back to the show as we possibly can. And hopefully people are walking away thinking that's exactly what they got.
Anything you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, we are really focused on not sparing any expense when it comes to production and the lighting, video, pyro, making sure people get their money's worth, because... You know, I mean, it is cool to see a band just play music, but it's a show also. Try and keep them entertained. And I personally think Chad's a fantastic frontman. It makes it a big party, gets people involved, and we don't just go through the motions. You know, we actually have a lot of fun up there, and I think that translates, hopefully, and I think that's one of the reasons people want to come back. And plus, I'm such a good drummer. I mean, they just got to see more of me.
How can they forget that?